From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting President Barack Obama to address the nation on terrorism. Mr. Obama is making a primetime television address to the country late Sunday, hoping to calm Americans' fears about terrorist attacks. The president also plans to update the country on the investigation into last week's shootings in California. VOANews.com will stream the address at 1 UTC. 4 months after announcing he was battling cancer, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter told members of his church in Plains, Georgia, that there were no signs of the life-threatening disease. Speaking by phone to VOA, Maranatha Baptist Church member and close friend Jill Stuckey says the former president told a crowd of several hundred that medical tests conducted this week did not show signs of the melanoma he was diagnosed with earlier this year. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has criticized Britain's entrance into the U.S.-led coalition attacking Islamic State militants in Syria, saying the airstrikes are illegal and will fail. In an interview published in Britain's Sunday Times, Mr. Assad said the Islamic State cannot be defeated by airstrikes alone. He said the only strikes that have been effective are those done by Russia. The U.S. and others in the West say Russia's airstrikes have largely focused on rebels and not Islamic State fighters. Rival factions in Libya's ongoing civil war say they have reached an agreement to end their political deadlock. If approved by the nation's two rival parliaments, the agreement will resolve a crisis that has divided the country since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi. Al Arabiya reports the framework calls for a 10-person committee to form a unity government. This is VOA News. The United States continues to monitor conflicting reports about the fate of Taliban leader Mullah Akhbar Mansour, but is skeptical a clear picture will emerge soon. Ayaz Ghul reports.
After days of widespread reports that Taliban leader Mullah Akhbar Mansour had been seriously wounded in a gunfight with rival militant commanders, the Islamist insurgency released a voice message from its chief to prove he is alive. In the message released Saturday, Mansour rejected reports of his death in a shootout in neighboring Pakistan and of rifts within the Taliban as propaganda from the Afghan government and its intelligence agency. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
Pakistan's interior minister says he does not believe there is a link between militants in his country and a Pakistani-born woman involved in Thursday's shootings in California. Interior Minister Chaudhry Nisar Ali Khan briefed reporters on what Pakistani authorities know about one of the suspects, Tafshin Malik. U.S. authorities have been trying to determine why Malik and her U.S.-born husband, Syed Rizwan Farooq, killed 14 people and wounded another 21 at a holiday gathering of local government workers in San Bernardino, California. The far-right National Front Party made unprecedented gains in the first round of regional French elections on Sunday. French polling agencies show National Front won between 27 and 30% nationwide, followed by former President Nicolas Sarkozy's center-right Republicans Party and the governing Socialists. Germany's vice chancellor says Saudi Arabia runs the risk of alienating its Western allies due to support of fundamentalist mosques around the world. Sigmar Gabriel says such mosques are breeding grounds for extremism. In an interview published Sunday in the Bild am Sonntag newspaper, Gabriel says the Saudis are financing Wahhabi mosques all over the world. Top security officials from India and Pakistan met in the Thai capital Bangkok for talks on regional and security issues. A joint statement said Sunday's meeting included discussions on peace and security, terrorism, and the disputed region of Kashmir. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for an explosion Sunday in southern Yemen that killed the governor of Aden province and several of his bodyguards. The blast hit Governor Ghaffar Mohammed Saad's convoy as he traveled to his office in the city of Aden. That city has been a key battleground in Yemen. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday rejected U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's warning that a collapse of the Palestinian Authority could have consequences for the security of Israel. He told a cabinet meeting that Israel will not be a binational state. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.